Okay, so I'm going to do a show tonight on connection and communicating with your angels. So how does that work? You know, most of us want to hear them and speak to them and talk to them. You are, especially if you're listening to a show like this, right? And we're just not quite sure how to do it. So I'll give you a couple things here that will help you, not things that take a long time, because if it takes a long time, I'm like, I don't want to do it. But over time, if you do these disciplines to connect with your angels, then it's going to work, okay? So let's talk about it. One of the things that, you know, I do, and I was told from a really young age, because I've been talking to them since I was 3, I thought everybody could, right? And we all can. We just have, some of us can, are born with it, and we're all born with intuition. We're all born with the ability to talk to angels, God, whoever you believe in. We just, you know, because there's, that's just who we are. We're spiritual beings having a we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So on that note, how do you connect with them and communicate with them? Meditation is key here. Also, an attitude of gratitude. So let's talk about that. An attitude of gratitude. Before you get started in the morning, one of the things that you can do is and I always do this. What are 3 things I'm grateful for, you know? And I think Tony Robbins talks about this and Jim Rohn, and I learned it from them, listening to their videos, and I've been to their functions and everything like that. So one of the things that they said was always be grateful. So I always choose 3 things in the morning that I'm grateful for. Maybe, you know, my daughter, my boyfriend, you know, you may say your husband, your wife, my business, those kind of things. My health, I'm super grateful for my health, right? So pick 3 things that you're grateful for, and you can do the same 3 things, or you can do it different. It doesn't really matter. And so when you pick 3 things that you're grateful for, then what's the next thing that you do? The next thing that you do is that you can start meditation, okay? And I always start with 30, 60, or 90 seconds meditation. You know, when I first started meditating, I was a kid, and my angels were like, do it like this, or, you know, talk to us like this. So what I would like you guys to do, whoever's listening to the show tonight or later, or, you know, sometime in the future, is breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth 5 times, and through your nose, out through your mouth 5 times. And this is after you have done 3 things you're grateful for, which can take about 10 seconds. then one of the things after you do that, one of the things that you want to do is when you're breathing in and out, just, you know, relaxing your body. You know, relax your legs, your top leg, your legs, the bottom of your legs, your feet. Go through your body parts and just relax them. And if you miss some of them, that's okay. When you're done, just look, you know, in your mind's eye, see your body. Is there any part of you that's not relaxed? And just say, okay, I'm relaxed. And then one of the other things that you can do too, this will help you, is do you have a favorite archangel that you'd like to meet? Do you want to meet ascended master like Jesus, Buddha, whoever you want to meet? Do you want to talk to God? Invite them all in. God, angels, my soul family, folks, you know, your grandma, your grandpa, your mom, your dad, maybe, you know, a child or friend or whatever that may have been on the other side. That's something that you can do as well if you choose. You don't have to because we're eternal beings. We go on forever. And so you can invite them in. You can invite a higher part of yourself, invite that part of you in. And so what you want to do is just, and hopefully you've set the timer, because I forgot to tell you that, set a timer for, you know, 60 seconds at least, or 30 seconds, 60, 90, 120. And so breathing in and out once you call those angels in. And if you don't know an angel, that's okay too. Just say, I would like to see my guardian angel or talk to my guardian angel. And remember this, it's like walking. When you were a baby, most of us didn't get up the first time. But you know what? Over practice and discipline and our parents pushing us or our caregiver pushing us, we did get up, we started walking. So what you want to do is just breathe in and out and, you know, and relax your body. Call in the folks that you want to call in, you know, your guardian angels, the archangels, maybe you have a favorite one. Maybe you know an angel that somebody has told you is with you, or you've seen yourself, and or your soul family that's on the other side, because like I said, we're eternal beings. And so call those folks in. And remember this is important. You know, as I said, it takes discipline, these disciplines to do. Meditation is a discipline that you really, I think everybody needs to implement. Also, being grateful, that's another discipline, okay? Just relaxing and knowing it's going to happen, that's another discipline. And these are disciplines, okay, that you implement. And if you're expecting something to happen the first time, maybe it will, maybe it won't. But if you keep on doing it, it will happen, okay? So what's a question that you have? Maybe you want to know about your love life. Maybe you want to know about your business life. Ask that question in the 2 minutes, after 2 minutes that you're meditating. If you want to know something about your wife, your husband, your children, your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, ask that question, okay? I would start with one question, maybe two at the most. And if you go, well, three, I can do three or four questions. That's fine, too, but you're going to go longer than 2 minutes, okay, and that, if that's okay. And just say, this is what I do. I go, God, angels, you know, the ascended masters that are working with me, Jesus, Buddha, you know, Melchizedek. I mean, I'm naming a few here. Thank you for answering this question. And then I put the question out there. And so once you do that, then say thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for answering my questions. And then just, and I'll talk to you again. Also, tell them or share with them that it's okay to come and talk to you in a dream, okay? Because sometimes we, you know, our conscious and our subconscious are working together, and it takes practice to connect to the other side. It's, you know, so you say, okay, if I'm not getting anything now, but when you ask the question, you want to stop and see if you get a feeling or a word. Because remember, the angels, you're the other side, heaven in heavenly, and call it heavenly, and call it heaven, call it whatever you want to call it. They, a lot of times, they will connect with our feelings, not so much emotions, but more feelings. So if you're getting a feeling of a yes or no answer, or love, or maybe you're getting a word that pops in your head, take that, okay? And if you go, okay, what's your name, angels? Which one is working with me? If you don't know, then see what you get, okay? If it's your guardian angel or whatever. So that's a couple of things that you can do, and just have fun with it too as well, okay? So what are a few of the archangels? I'll give you can call on them too as well. So that's the meditation that you can do to start connecting, and then start doing a little bit of research, you know what I mean? If you want to connect with angels, then research them. Research the angels that are out there. What type of angels? I mean, you know, I have a friend of mine that has, she has a company that is Seraphim. And Seraphim are a group of angels that sit around God or our higher power that have seven wings. You know, wouldn't that be great? Seven sets of wings. Could you imagine how fast you could fly, right? And to, you know, our little romance angels. And the romance angels, if you're having a challenge in your romance or you want to create a better romance, then, or you want to attract the romance, ask your romance angels to come to you. Usually you'll feel them, there's two of them, and they come and they're on your left side or your, you know, which is the feminine side, your left is, the right is the masculine. And then if you have a guardian angel, so you call, you say, okay, guardian angel, come in. And and ask his or her name. And maybe you felt them. Maybe you felt the male energy, or maybe you felt the female energy. And angels don't need to come up as male, as female, male or female. They have names in that they like. But the names is not about a personality. It's just they like the sound of it. So, you know, my name's Tari. And that's a part of me that vibrates to Tari, my personality, my soul self, and that kind of thing. But angels are not wired like that. So they, if they like the name Michael, like Archangel Michael, then, you know, that's what they like the sound of, not the personality. They don't have to be called. You can say, hey, great Archangel, you know, whatever you want to call him. But he is known as Michael. Okay, and what are archangels? Well, you know, they're not the highest vibration of angels, but they're great. Oh, and they're great, sorry, not but. And the romance angels are not the highest vibration, and they're great. So they can help you with your romance, and you can use them to meditate too. Call them in when you're starting to meditate. But there is a lot longer meditation, not a lot longer, because I don't believe in doing long meditations, 10 or 12 minute meditation that you can do. But the romance angels are wonderful, okay? And why are the archangels are wonderful? Because they're here on the earth plane. They sit around God, around the throne of God, but they're here on their earth plane to help us, okay? So Archangel Michael, gives us strength, courage, love. They all give us love, right? Helps us with weight loss, helps us with our life purpose, with goals, getting them, like if you want to lose weight. So I ask Archangel Michael. And then you have Archangel Raphael. Raphael is all about healing. I love him. He is the best. I see him as a him. Maybe you see her as a her. It doesn't really matter. Maybe you don't see any kind of sex, or they're very asexual, which I think they are, myself, except with Archangel Michael. He's pretty hot. So you have Archangel Raphael, who's there and who helps with healing of people and also animals. So if you got a little dog that's sick, or a little cat or an animal, if that's your house pet, they're great. I have a friend of mine that rides horses and trains them, and so she had her horse was really, really sick, and she called on Archangel Raphael, and who helped her with healing. So she put her hands on the horse's leg, and then the leg got better, okay, over time. So Archangel Raphael is great for animals, as I said, and also for people. So if you're sick, or if your little ones are sick at home, you got children, or your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whoever, you can go in there and just say, Archangel Raphael, thank you for helping my guy get better, or my girl get better, or my child, or whatever. And just say thank you for helping them get better, or thank you for helping them get this person get better. I am asking you for your help. Because when you say I am, you're acknowledging that part of you that is connected to God, the great I am, right? And we all have God inside our heart, don't we? And so that's something right there. And then that's Raphael and Michael. And then you have, I love her. I see her as a female. Maybe you see her as a male. It doesn't really matter. As I said, I think they show up, which is best for us to see. But Archangel Haniel is amazing and wonderful. And Haniel helps us. She's connected to moon energy. Did you guys see that moon on, Sunday night, I think? It was a super moon, and it was connected to, closest to the Earth the moon is in 2017, the other night. But it was absolutely amazing and beautiful. So Haniel will help you with moon energy, or using the moon energy, and she also helps you develop clairvoyant abilities. So clairvoyant means you see something. So she will help you with clairvoyant abilities. Also, she will help you with grace. She'll help you manifesting things. She's just wonderful. So ask for her help. Then you have Archangel, Michael, Raphael, and now Haniel. Gabriel. Di and I have a book out. It's you guys have heard us talk about it, the Law of Attraction. And so we dedicated that book to Archangel Gabriel, okay? She's the communicator. So if you're into any kind of art, painting, writing, speaking, anything of artistic, things that you do that you want to get out there in front of people, radio, that's what we do, radio, ask for I see her as a female. A friend of mine who works with angels sees her as a male. So it doesn't matter. So ask for her help, okay? And I want you guys to know something. We say we're female, we're male. I think we have both energies in us, right? And when it's all said and done and we go to the other side, we're eternal beings. And we're neither female or male. But then this lifetime we're showing up that way. But really we are very fluid. And move at the speed of light when we're not in these big, cumbersome physical bodies. Just remember that. So anyway, on that note, Gabriel helps you with communication, getting your work out there. If you need help talking to your guy, your girl, your husband, your wife, ask for her help, his help, however you see, however they show up to you or whatever they feel like. And that's something to remember. The other thing is I adore Archangel Ariel, because she helps with water life, sea life. I have a friend of mine that really works on saving, helping the sea life in the ocean. And I have another friend of mine that says if we don't start changing things, we're going to see, our ocean life that we have now in another 30 years will be different. It will be mostly plastic. So on that note, I'm going to put this little plug, use as much glass as you possibly can, because plastic is poisoning the ocean, okay? And I think we're talking about a reef that's dead now that will never come back, and what a shame to lose that reef, ocean reef. So on that note, Archangel Ariel, she's there. She helps with manifesting. You may, as I said, once again, I'm saying this, man or woman, doesn't really matter. She's a great energy and a great archangel to work with. So she helps you with manifesting. So how many of you guys want to manifest a great love life or great more money or a better job, a better promotion? She will help you with that. She also, if you have an ocean area and you want a boat, she's a great one to ask for help there. I have a friend of mine that used her, I'm using the word use, or connected with her to help him buy a boat. And he wanted to use that boat for his family and his friends, and he said, I'll give back with the boat somehow. So he kept working and meditating and lighting candles, and it took him about probably half a year, maybe a year, I don't remember now, but he's got a boat. And what he does now is he takes people out fishing and helps them relax, okay? So he does it in a cool way with the business, all right? But it's like giving back because these people are really stressed and he's bought them on the boat and they get to relax and fish. You have to like fishing and you have to like a boat. So, but she will help you with water life, also help you with manifesting. Isn't that cool? Let's see. And then you have Archangel Shamuel. Love Shamuel, love Shamuel. He helps you find lost things. So we've talked to him about him on the show before. And so Shamuel will help you strengthen and find your soulmate relationship, okay? So, you know, and sometimes that soulmate relationship is finding a great relationship with yourself first. So you just say, thank you, Shamuel, for coming and helping me bring my soulmate relationship to me. I know Di bought her soulmate relationship into for herself, and now she's living with him, and they're together, and she's talked about it a few times on the show. And she worked with Archangel Shamuel to do that, so how cool is that? So you have Archangel Shamuel that you can work with too as well, and all you do is, and I'm going to repeat this again and once again before in the show. Archangel Shamuel, just say thank you, Shamuel, for coming and helping me with my soulmate relationship or finding my keys, for instance, because he helps with lost items, finding lost items. And I just say thank you for coming and helping. And I'm asking for your help, and I really appreciate it. You can say that, but make sure you put that I am, because that's the highest part of yourself. Isn't that cool? And then you have Archangel Jophiel. I love Jophiel. He is good with artistic projects and helping artists. He helps you have beautiful thoughts, interior design, making your home a beautiful home or your business or wherever you spend your time. Also helping you to, helping you to live in the moment. Sometimes we think about the future, the past, and he's really good at that. So, as I said, I see him as a male. You may see him as a female. It doesn't really matter. And then you have Archangel Metatron. And I love Archangel Metatron. Archangel Metatron is wonderful. He helps with kids that, you know, kids or people with ADD or ADHD. He helps you with your children's issues, right? If I'm a mom, so I understand. Also organization and bookkeeping, record keeping, and understanding, spiritual understanding, and also writing. So if you've ever had writer's block, I know I have, he will help you with that. So just to give you a heads up. And then, so that's Metatron. I've already talked about Michael because he's always, everybody always knows him. Isn't that funny? And then you have Archangel Raguel. I love Raguel, love, love, love Raguel, because have you had an argument, or have you ever seen your children argue or your family members argue or work, there's been arguments? Ask for, just say thank you, Raguel, for coming and helping this argument to be settled so we can get back to being spiritual beings or having a great day, whatever you want to say. Also, Raguel helps with, arguments, but cooperation and harmony in groups of people especially. Empowerment, especially for the underdogs. I love that, right? You know, I always like to see them, I like to see the underdog step up and claim their power. Also orderliness. Okay, so he's a good one to help clean the closet, right? So, and meditation for arguments too as well. So call on him when you're meditating and want something to be resolved. I talked about Raphael, Archangel of Healing. And then how about this one, Archangel Raziel. I love Raziel, love, love, love Raziel. I love them all though, right? He helps with alchemy, clairvoyance, another one with the clairvoyance, like Archangel Haniel. Helps you with esoteric information like sacred geometry, the chakras. Helps you with manifesting all psychic abilities. So, what kind of psychic ability do you have an interest in? So, he's the one that asks for help. And all you, as I said, just say thank you for helping me, or I'm asking for your help, and I'm so grateful for it. So, all you have to do is do that. Okay, so that's Raziel, and then Archangel Sandalphon, and some people. Say that he is was a prophet before, an ascended master, so, you know, or lived an earth life, but now he's an archangel. Archangel Uriel, Sandalphon is an archangel, and he helps with music, prayers, delivering and answering them, taking them to God, whoever you believe your higher power is, and also helps with babies, little babies. And so you've got a lot of help there. And then you have Archangel Uriel. I love Uriel. Uriel's wonderful and beautiful, too, as well. You've got a lot of archangels there that you can call on. And Archangel Uriel helps, once again, with earth changes. We're having a lot of shift changes, especially in 2018. We're going to a whole new level of consciousness. If you have a problem, Uriel will help you with that. Spiritual understanding. Okay, studies and tests and the weather and writing. So ask, once again, he helps with writing. You got a couple of them there that will help you with writing. So just say thank you, Uriel, for helping me with this project that I'm writing about. Thank you for, you know, doesn't necessarily mean pen and paper writing. It can be writing dialogue for a speech that you've got to give, or writing, you know, for your website or whatever. Anyway, Uriel is really good with that. You have a couple of them that are. Gabriel helps you with writing, too, as well. So remember, the Archangel of Communication. But just say thank you for helping me. Thank you for giving me the insight and everything like that. So I love Uriel for that. Uriel is also good for helping you speed up time. Okay, so let's say that you want Uriel and also Melchizedek, who is an Ascended Master. So I'm giving you these two because I know this is going to really help you guys, or you that want to understand this. You know, Uriel, Melchizedek, just say, see a set of steps, okay? And if one is the slowest that you can go and 10 is the fastest, ask Uriel and Melchizedek. Do the two-minute meditation that I showed you how to do in the beginning. Ask Uriel and Melchizedek. Say, thank you for helping me speed up time to get this done, or to attract this job to me, or to help my children, whatever it is, to make money in my business, to get the promotion. Thank you for helping me speed up time where everybody benefits, including me, and everybody's happy, and it flows smoothly and easily. Make sure you ask for it to flow smoothly and easily. That's key, okay? So that's a little bit about Melchizedek and Archangel Uriel will do. Okay, so you don't, you know, so if you want to speed up time, they're the ones to call on. And just remember, you can call on any of them and see if they have messages for you by breathing in and out. Okay, make sure you're grateful for a couple of things before you start your meditation. Breathing in and out, relaxing your body, and then saying, I am asking for Uriel and Melchizedek to come in and help me speed up the time and whatever project it is, and ask him to help you do that. Then let's say you want to have communication and say, thank you, I am calling on Gabriel to help me with communication in my project, to get it out there in front of people, whether it's a business, it's literature, it's something you're writing, it's something that you're singing, it's whatever it is, okay? And so call on her or him, however you see Gabriel, you know, to help you with that. Call on Michael, to, you know, too, as well. And just do that two-minute meditation. Relax your body, breathe in and out 5 times. Make sure you're grateful. Remember, I always say that before you start. And then just call on them. And I've given you, as I said, a lot of angels to work with and an ascended master. You can ask for Jesus to help you too as well. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking you for coming in to help me with this. And Jesus is great, as all ascended masters are. You know, some they specialize in certain things, but Jesus is a miracle worker. So if you need a miracle in your life, there's no miracle that's too big, okay? And they don't look at it as big or little. You know, a miracle of finding a parking place at the mall during Christmas season, right, is as big as a miracle, the same as a miracle of healing an illness, okay? It's just all miracles. So it's really coming from love, and you just believing it can happen. The same with speeding up time for something that you want to create in your life, whether it's a business or personal something, but just do that, okay? I hope this has helped you. I am doing a special kind of reading, too. It's the 12 Gifts of Christmas. I was given this information in meditation and also in a dream. I've never done this before, but it is a really powerful a powerful reading. And we all have 12 gifts, and they're different for each of us. So I just started. So if you want to make an appointment with me, you can give me a call at 954-636-9401 or go to my Facebook page, Angel Coaches, or Taria at Angel Coach. Angelcoaches.org is my website. Whatever you want to do, and reach out to me, and we can schedule a time, or if you want to ask me questions or whatever. I also have meditations that you know, I've recorded for connecting with your angels, connecting, attracting prosperity, attracting clarity, whatever you'd like to do, and they're guided meditations. My meditations are not long, but they do work. Okay, so I hope that helps you. You guys have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you soon, I hope. Okay, bye.